Isaiah chapter 35. The ransom of the Lord will return and come with joyful shouting to Zion, with everlasting joy upon their heads. They will find gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. They say in Hollywood that celebrities die in threes. Well, in October of 1985, three huge acting giants died: Yul Brynner, Orson Welles, and Rock Hudson. All left this world during that month. When it came to Hollywood leading men, these three were bigger than life, but for all their stardom and acting skills, fulfillment in life eluded them. Lung cancer, as a result of years of smoking, took Yul Brynner at only 65. AIDS, contracted during years of immoral relationships, tragically defeated Rock Hudson before he was 60. And although Orson Welles lived into his 70s, his life was a very troubled one indeed. Most folks would probably give anything to have such amazing stardom. But would you trade a few measly years of highs and lows for an eternal life in heaven? The world may promise a life of happiness and fulfillment, but it can't deliver on that promise eternally. Eventually, the bottom will drop out and the bill will be delivered. And when that happens, only Jesus can follow through with his promise of joy for all eternity. He has already paid the bill with his own blood on the cross of Calvary. And he allows you to share in that joy by simply allowing him to come into your life and fill you with joy immeasurable. Isaiah chapter 51. So the ransomed of the Lord will return and come with joyful shouting to Zion, and everlasting joy will be on their heads. They will obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing will flee away.